This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden says he'll visit Florida once conditions allow as Hurricane Ian continues devastating parts of the state and moves to the north. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a story.
The president says the hurricane could be Florida's deadliest yet.
The numbers are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
He says many families are hurting and the entire nation hurts with them. The president visited FEMA headquarters for an update on the federal response to Ian, which Administrator Deanne Criswell says will keep wreaking havoc up the East Coast.
A storm that we talk about for decades.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
NATO vowed retaliation Thursday for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its member nations. The military alliance also strongly suggested the rupture of two Baltic Sea pipelines meant to send natural gas from Russia to Germany was the direct result of sabotage. Ambassadors to NATO, the West's key military alliance, said that four ruptures discovered this week in the Nord Stream pipelines were of deep concern. NATO did not accuse anyone of damaging the pipelines, but said currently available information indicates the leaks are the result of sabotage. In Russia, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Thursday the ruptures in the Nord Stream pipelines look like a terror attack conducted on a state level. Some European officials and energy experts have suggested that Russia carried out the attacks to benefit from higher energy prices and retaliate against Europe for supporting Ukraine since Russia invaded in February. Others have urged caution in assessing blame until investigators determined exactly what happened. This is VOA News. The United Nations Secretary General has strongly condemned Russia's plan to formally annex four areas of Ukraine in a ceremony to be held Friday, saying it's illegal and must not be accepted. Antonio Guterres told reporters Thursday the UN Charter is clear. He said any annexation of a state's territory by another state resulting from the threat or use of force is a violation of the principles of the UN Charter and international law. He said any decision to proceed with the annexation of the four Ukrainian territories, Donetsk, Luhansk in the east, and Kherson and Zaporizhia in the south, would have no legal value and deserve to be condemned. The Kremlin announced earlier in the day it will hold a ceremony Friday to officially incorporate the four areas of Ukraine into Russia. The move has been dismissed as illegitimate by Ukraine and its allies, who are readying new sanctions against Moscow in response. Britain's prime minister has defended her recent economic plan, which has seen a significant negative reaction from financial markets. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
Prime Minister Liz Truss made her first comments to the media since the government announced billions in tax cuts, which drove the pound to record lows. Truss said the difficult decisions were made to get the economy growing.
To reduce our tax burden, to make sure we grow the economy and also curb inflation.
The announcement of a stimulus program that included $48 billion of tax cuts with no spending reductions and no independent economic assessment set markets into a state of alarm. Jagjit Chadha, an economics expert, said he hoped the government would have learnt from the response over the past week when it comes to set out its economic plans in full in November.
My hope is that having been burnt by one action, they've learnt a lesson, which is to work in concert with economic institutions and not against them.
Karen Chamas, London.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris ended her four-day trip to Asia with a stop Thursday at the demilitarized zone that divides communist North Korea from the democratic South. She denounced North Korea as a brutal dictatorship with rampant human rights violations and an unlawful weapons program that threatens peace and stability. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles on Wednesday while Harris was in Japan and had fired one before she left Washington on Sunday. Harris's trip was organized so she could attend the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, which was held on Tuesday. And once again, our top story this hour, President Biden says he will visit Florida once conditions allow as Hurricane Ian continues devastating parts of the state and starting to move north. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.